Hi, this is Andrew, your host, and welcome to Trollycast number 31. In this Trollycast, you will learn about Spanish explorers. First, Nora will take you through the journey of Christopher Columbus to the New World. Next, Andrew will take you through the action-filled adventure of Cortez and the Aztec. Last but not least, Ayana will tell you about how the Spanish built an empire in the New World. Let's get started. Here is Nora with a segment on Columbus and the Taino.
Hi, my name is Nora. Do you know the story about Christopher Columbus? If you don't, sit back, relax, and enjoy the story. Christopher Columbus wanted to find a new route to the Indies by going west because he wanted spices, silk, and tea. Columbus needed someone to fund his expedition, which is a journey made for a specific purpose. So he went to the King of Portugal and he said no. Next, he asked King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain for money, and they said maybe. 6 years pass, and they finally agree. Christopher Columbus set sail on August 3rd, 1492. Weeks passed, and the crews were scared because there were stories about sea monsters, and they thought the earth was flat. So Columbus kept two logs, a real log and a fake log. But the crews were still scared, so he said, "Give me two more days." Finally, on October 12, 1492, they reached the Bahamas, which is a group of lands. When he landed on the island, he claimed it for Spain, and he named it San Salvador. He returned to Spain and told King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain, and they told him to go back and start a colony, which is a settlement ruled by a faraway government. The Columbian Exchange is when Columbus brought some things from the New World to Europe that they'd never seen before, like turkeys, tobacco, and pumpkins. And he also brought stuff from Europe to the New World that they had never seen before, like horses, cattle, and disease. That's the story. I hope you enjoyed the story. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Do you know who Cortez and the Aztec were?
Hi, my name is Andrew, and I'll be telling you about that for the next couple of minutes. Sit back, relax, and enjoy story time. 20 years after Columbus discovered the Indies, Spanish soldiers, came to the New World looking for gold. Tenochtitlan was the capital of the Aztec Empire. 500 conquistadors landed in Mexico. Moctezuma, the current leader of the Aztec, sent 2 gold and silver discs as a gift, hoping they would leave. Hernando Cortez was the leader of the Spanish. He and his army headed for Tenochtitlan in hope for more gold. But first, they asked an Indian girl, Doña Marina, to recruit more Aztec enemies to join them. The conquistadors entered the city and took over. For some reason, Moctezuma didn't fight back. That cost him his life. The Aztec kicked the Spanish out. Hernando didn't give up and go home. He came back and blocked off all the entrances. The Aztec were starving from lack of food and water. The Spanish conquered the tribe and destroyed the city. The Spanish won because they had better weapons, they had Indian help, and the Aztecs were either starving or starved or had caught a sudden smallpox outbreak. Now to you, Ayana.
Thank you, Andrew. Did you ever know how the Spanish built an empire in the New World? Well, you will know after this. Tenochtitlan was renamed Mexico City and became the capital of New Spain, which used to be the Aztec Empire. Spanish conquistadors were granted encomiendas to control land and the Indians on it. The Inca, a civilization that lived in Peru, had roads, irrigation, cities, and gold and silver. The Maya lived in the Yucatan Peninsula. The Spanish conquered both tribes and burned their valuable books. Only 4 Mayan books survived. The Native Americans were forced to work for the Spanish as slaves. Coronado Estevanico and Fray Marcos de Niza searched for the 7 cities of gold. Cabrillo searched for the Straits of Anian, but it was not there because neither of it existed. Instead, Cabrillo discovered San Diego. Missionaries came to the New World to teach Native Americans about God. One missionary, Bartolome de las Casas, was known as protector of the Indians. Millions of Native Americans died from disease and bad working conditions. The Spanish wanted new workers, so they went to Africa and bought back Africans to use them for slavery. As you can see, the New World was built by the Indians and some Africans.
Thanks for listening. Tune in for next time's StoryCast.